on Sirius Satellite with a guy that I think should be in the Monday night booth. Hey, tell me, honestly, Michael, is Tony getting a big head? Is he talking more than he ever has?
No, if anything else, this has humbled him, Nick. He comes back talking now about all the stuff he didn't know and all the things he wished he'd known and all, you know, and his renewed, well, I should say newly discovered respect for how hard players in the NFL have to study. The intellect of players, particularly linemen, he's just, you know, and every time I go into a locker room now, I run into players who tell me about their conversations with Tony and how great the conversations were, and I'm like, oh my goodness. So it's like he's, you know, gone to, you know, grad school. So no, big head is not the problem. I mean, it's just added to more, it's added a new, neuroses, if anything else.
There you go. Well, he's getting so nervous and excited during the games, he starts making, you know, Matt Leinart completes his first five passes, he starts saying this is, you know, possibly the greatest game in history, and, you know, starts making predictions in, like, the first 4 minutes of the game. I think he needs to take a chill pill a little bit, but seriously, I still think that the performance of this crew is pretty good, but I'm interested in how it affects your relationship. Are they giving you some more opportunities as well?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't, first of all, on the broadcast, I don't hear it because I'm at the Monday night games. I've been to all the Monday night games except for the Philly game. And so I don't hear the broadcast. So, it's like I heard that one broadcast, and I certainly did not hear. I told Tony yesterday I thought the easiest game to broadcast must have been the Cardinals-Bears because of just the dramatic nature of it and all the elements that went into it. And he agreed with that. But, you know, the network wanted me to be involved with football and asked me several times, and I didn't want to be. I think that that's Tony's thing, and that Tony has always wanted to do Monday Night Football. People have to remember that Dennis Miller auditioned and sort of won that audition and became the analyst for 2 years, Tony was the finalist beaten out by Dennis Miller. So this has been going on. This flirtation has been going on for some years now. I have never had any desire to broadcast any game of any kind. It's a skill I don't have. It's a interest I don't particularly have. I love well-called games. I'm a sports junkie, Nick. I love hearing well-called games, and I love meeting my favorite announcers, and there are people that I think do it so well, and I'm not one of those people. I'm a sports
I'm going to put this delicately. Do you think they talk too much, though?
I don't know. I'm not as critical of any broadcast because I never tune in to see the broadcasters or hear them. I tune into the game regardless, and then my experience can be enhanced by the broadcasters. I mean, I love hearing Troy Aikman analyze a game. I love Buck and Aikman.
Me too.
And there are a lot of people I can say that about, but they're on the top of my list right now. I love Madden and Michael. I mean, I people say, well, John Madden has lost something. To me, no, he's. You know, when I hear their voices come from a big game, to me it's a big game. That's part of what I tune in hoping to have enhanced my experience. But I don't tune in or out of any game because of the broadcasters. But what I know is there are things I like doing. I'm going to wind up doing the ABC. I've agreed to contribute with Dan Patrick hosting and Mark Jackson and I being the analyst for the ABC pregame basketball shows in the NBA all winter and spring. And that's more up my alley. That's more of what I like to do, the studio work. And so I'm really excited. I did some of it last year, really excited about it. But me in a live booth with a live microphone trying to analyze live without having time to think about it, I don't think the nation wants or needs or is ready for that, Nick, because I know I'm not.